We are starting to talk about the sacrament of the altar today, or what we sometimes call communion or the Lord's Supper. So the first question that we have from that, from the catechism, is what is the sacrament of the altar? It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine, instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and to drink. So there is, of course, a lot that we could go into when we talk about what is the sacrament of the altar. But probably the most important thing, and this is one of the things that really distinguishes us as Lutherans, as confessional Bible-believing Lutherans, from almost every other denomination, is that basically when Jesus says that this is my body and this is my blood, that we pretty much take him at his word, and we don't try to really explain it. We don't try to explain, well, how could a wafer that is made of grain be Jesus's body? Well, we don't know, but that's what Jesus said, so that's what we believe. And how could wine be Jesus's blood? It certainly doesn't taste like blood, but again, we don't really know how that could happen, but that's what Jesus said, and so that is what we believe. And that's really pretty much as far as we're willing to go, that Jesus said that this is his body and blood, and therefore that's what we believe, which means that we believe it is both. We believe it's both bread and body and wine and blood. And we'll get to why we believe that and where is this written in the next section, but that's really the big thing about this, is that we really just try to take Jesus at his word, and we try not to explain things away too much. Of course, if you have any other questions about that, feel free to talk to me. This is one of the reasons that we have what we call closed communion, which we'll get into a little bit more later as we talk about this as well.